I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When President Obama came into office, he pledged to make green technologies a top priority. But now his administration is on the defensive for giving $500 million in loan guarantees to the solar panel maker Solyndra. It went belly up last month and laid off 1,100 workers. Today, President Obama said the government should continue to support clean energy technology.
If we are going to be able to compete in the 21st century, then we've got to dominate cutting-edge technologies. We've got to dominate cutting-edge manufacturing. Clean energy is part of that package of technologies of the future that have to be based here in the United States if we're going to be able to succeed.
He rejected Republican claims that the U.S. can't compete with China when it comes to making solar panels. The World's Jason Margolis visited a solar energy company in Oregon to find out whether the president is right.
It wasn't so long ago that the U.S. dominated solar manufacturing. In 1995, 43% of solar panels were built in the U.S. Today, that figure is around 5%. To try and find out what happened, I visited Solar World in Hillsboro, Oregon.
So this is the largest solar manufacturing facility in the Americas today.
Gordon Brinzer, the president of Solar World in America, took me on a factory tour. The company is headquartered in Germany, but about 1,000 people work in Oregon. Robotic arms glide across the factory, lifting, pushing, spinning, and rolling solar panels from one station to the next. It's kind of mesmerizing.
I love it. I stay out here all day and watch the robots go back and forth.
This factory opened last year. It's highly impressive. But the company is selling these panels for less than it costs to make them. Why? Brinzer says they can't compete with Chinese manufacturers.
Yeah, it's not an issue of them out-innovating us. It is really purely a subsidized manufacturing component.
The Chinese government issued $30 billion in credit last year to its top solar companies. That's more than 15 times what the U.S. government provided to American solar manufacturers. And the Chinese also subsidized things like land, power, and water. Ann Brinzer complains that Chinese companies aren't held to the same environmental standards.
We need to wake up as a nation because we're on the verge of losing one of the core industries, I believe, for our future. Right now, we're dependent on the Middle East for our fossil fuel oil, and very shortly, we're going to be dependent upon the Far East for our solar.
After my visit at Solar World, I asked a few solar industry watchers, is China to blame for the precipitous downturn of solar manufacturing in America?
It's a very subjective thing. I think it's really hard to make China totally out as the bad guy.
China's entry into this market has really benefited the global solar industry in that we've seen these very sharp cost reductions and is driving the technology down the learning curve.
That was Joanna Lewis at Georgetown University, preceded by Thomas Maslin with IHS Emerging Energy Research. Lewis says solar manufacturing in China actually helps the overall solar industry in the U.S.
When we look at the actual revenue that comes from solar projects, a lot of it comes not just from the manufacturing of the panels themselves, but installing the panels and preparing the sites.
In other words, importing Chinese-made solar panels is putting a lot of people to work here, putting panels on roofs and buildings. As for the solar manufacturers, Thomas Maslin says they're struggling everywhere, in the U.S., Europe, even China. That's because there's been less demand for solar panels this year, especially in parts of Europe.
The reality is it's just a very difficult environment for these companies right now. There's high level of oversupply, there's a lot of downward price pressure, and therefore there's going to be a lot of consolidation. So somebody's got to fail somewhere.
Still, Maslin says, yes, it's legitimate for American manufacturers to gripe about China. But if somebody's got to fail, somebody's got to succeed, too. I asked Shail Khan at GTM Research how a solar manufacturer in America can make it. He says it'll be difficult to beat China at its own game,
which is high-volume manufacturing of commoditized products.
But Khan says American manufacturers can succeed in two ways. First, have a new technology that can't easily be replicated by the Chinese. Or have a better business model.
You can imagine one manufacturer comes to you and says, I'll sell you these solar panels at this price. And another manufacturer comes to you and says, I will sell you these solar panels at a slightly higher price, but I'll also give you all of these additional services, including helping you finance these systems for your customers and lead generation so that you don't have to do that. I'll do all these things for you. It's actually not a totally straightforward decision to go with the lower priced panel in that case.
Khan says SolarWorld in Oregon is one of the companies that offers more than just the panel. And that answers a question. How does SolarWorld make money if it sells its panels for below cost? SolarWorld charges extra for things like installation, maintenance, and engineering expertise. And they guarantee their work for 25 years. Back at SolarWorld, Gordon Brinzer says they still need government help, but he's worried that some politicians in Washington will use the Solyndra case to scale back support for the entire industry.
Everybody's being lumped in the solar industry. Everybody's being lumped into one bucket. Any of the mudslinging that's going on, it's, you know, we're catching some of that mud directly.
Brinzer says his company has been around 35 years. The technology has been around longer, but he doesn't like today's business climate. Just last week, SolarWorld shut down its California factory and laid off 186 workers. The company says it had to do that largely because of competition from China. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.